This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. There's a new travel opportunity that allows you to take a trip and learn about art. Red Wolves Go is a new faculty-led travel program at Arkansas State University that's designed for the community and for A-State alumni. Art and design faculty are offering the first scheduled trip to Paris in May for a 10-day art and culture trip, and the second trip will be held in November in Miami for a five-day watercolor workshop. Assistant Professor of Art History, Dr. Catherine Baker, tells about the first trip, which will be to Paris in May.
The trip to Paris will take place on May 12th to 21st of 2019, and it is our inaugural trip for a new program that is rolling out at the university called Red Wolves Go. And what Red Wolves Go is a travel program specifically for alumni and friends of the university, mm-hmm. where the trips are faculty-led. And that is a really important part of understanding how Red Wolves Go is different from, you know, just taking a trip with alumni or even going to a travel agency and booking a trip. With Red Wolves Go, you have a tailored trip that incorporates sightseeing, tours of important landmarks. I, as an art historian, will be taking people to a lot of museums and churches. What you get is not only a building of the community of travelers who are also alumni, who also love Arkansas State University, but you all do this under the stewardship of a faculty member, of someone who loves Arkansas State and wants to share their experience of the world, of you know, our larger world community with the people in our group, in our family.
And so I know you're super excited about this. And so people may say, well, have you been to Paris? The answer is, yes, you've been to Paris.
Yes, I have been to Paris. I actually lived in Paris for about 4.5 years while I was writing my dissertation. And in addition to being a research fellow at an art history institute there, I also supplemented income by being a tour guide. So this was kind of a absolutely native kind of idea for me, combining my love of research and of specifically the city of Paris with being a tour guide, with showing people what I love so much about the city.
So when you take people on a tour, since you've already been the tour guide in that what are some of the things that you would say? Let me back it up this way. Since you've been in Paris as a tour guide before, tell us about, you know, some of the art and the architecture and that, some of the things that you are saying, okay, these are some things we've got to be able to see when we're there in Paris, I guess.
I'd love to talk about it a little bit. So essentially what I crafted is a 10-day trip with about 7 days in the city of Paris and then a few days in Blois, which is just south of the city. So you can learn a little bit more about agriculture and food culture in France and chateaus or castles in France. But for the city of Paris itself, I've crafted 7 days where we explore the long history of the city from its origins, you know, as a small fishing village on an island all the way to the 20th century. Mm-hmm. And the way that I have envisioned our kind of intellectual journey in the city is by going to things like the Louvre for one entire day, because you can't do the Louvre in a few hours. So one entire day in the Louvre, mm-hmm. Spending a morning going to approximately 5 different churches in the city of Paris and being able to see the literal evolution of architecture looking at these sites. And what I think is so special about Red Wolves Go is that the faculty are really able to craft experiences for people based on our own knowledge. So personally, I research and write about the city of Paris, so I understand it historically very much. But because I have that tour guide experience as well, I know how to make things fun. And we're going to, of course, see the Mona Lisa. We have to go see the Mona Lisa, but we're going to put it in context. We're going to understand that it probably came to the city, to the country of France with Leonardo da Vinci when he was invited to the country right before his death by Francis I. So you're going to get to see these things you've always wanted to see, but because you're going with someone who really understands them as part of their, you know, life, as part of what they do for their job, and as a teacher, something I'm really passionate about, sharing that knowledge with people, it's going to be a much deeper experience.
With the art and the architecture and all that, what is it about that makes Paris so special?
Paris in particular is It sounds a little cheesy, but it's kind of a magical city. It has these moments where you realize or you understand time in a really interesting way. So I'm particularly thinking of, for example, there's a corner where you get to see a Roman bath. So the remnants of a Roman bath from, you know, over 2,000 years ago. You look a little to your side and you see a chapel built during the 15th century. So you're seeing the medieval. And then you turn around and you're looking at buildings that were built in the 19th century by Baron von Haussmann. And so you're just standing on this one corner and you see, you know, millennia of time kind of in front of you. And that's an experience you don't necessarily get in many places. I mean, I can think of a few on the top of my head. Rome's a little bit like that. Mm-hmm. But with Paris, you get a sense of time like you don't anywhere in the United States. And it kind of collapses on one another in really interesting ways that enlivens the entire experience. And of course, Paris, for anyone interested in art, you really can study the entire breadth of art history just by going to a few museums. You can start at the Neolithic and go all the way to the contemporary world just by going to a couple museums in this one city. So it really is, you know, it's the city of lights, but it's also the city of museums. It's the city of art.
It's kind of like, I guess you're stepping, if I understand this right, because I've never been to Paris, and that, but you're kind of stepping back in time, it kind of in a way, even though that you're still here in 2019 when you're going to go on the trip, but you're still kind of stepping back into that time. And I would imagine that a lot of the buildings that are kind of still built in that area, it sounds like a fascinating place to be.
I think I used the word journey, and I wanted to use that very particularly because you do feel like kind of an adventurer, but not an adventurer, you know, going through a jungle, but instead of an adventurer through time. Mm-hmm. And we can use these really important markers of time, meaning the artifacts of time, the art and the architecture, to kind of look at the progress of human history in this one city over a course of 7 days.
That's fantastic.
And the way we have it scheduled and the way we've worked this out is if you are interested in the program, please go to the website Red Wolves Go, and we'll have a link attached easily to find on the website. And you can look at the entire itinerary, and you'll see that the way we've scheduled it is every morning there is a tour that I give. Of course, nothing's mandatory, but it's kind of the core tour. And in the afternoon, I always provide a supplementary tour as well that shows you kind of the stranger sides of the city, maybe the side of the city you wouldn't necessarily expect.
Wow. So can you give us one example of that? Maybe what if someone goes to Paris and, wow, I did not know that or didn't expect that.
Okay. So one of my favorite places, which is really, it's not entirely unknown, but people just never go into it. There is a church called the Église Saint-Étienne-du-Mont. Mm-hmm. And it is directly adjacent to the much more famous Pantheon, where some of the great names of French history, like Voltaire, are buried. And I'm going to take you in there. And it is one of the most magnificent spaces I've ever seen. It's absolutely full of light and has a piece of architecture called a rood screen or a choir screen, mm-hmm. Which were originally constructed to kind of separate the main body of the church from around the high altar. And even though it is stone, it looks like lace. It's just has this pattern of open work, kind of moving undulating lines where you barely feel like it's being held together. It really is one of the most striking, beautiful things I've ever seen. It's being bathed in light from the stained glass windows above it. It's really transformative. And it's the kind of place you wouldn't necessarily go if you bought a they're called Paris City Passes, and they give you entry to various places. You might go to the Pantheon, but you might not notice this strange little Baroque entry for a church kind of on a side, and you can't see the main church. You'd skip it probably. Mm-hmm. And those are the kinds of things that I hope we get to see on this trip, the things that you might not know about or that you might have skipped. And I'm going to show you not only the buildings, but also tell you why they're so important. When we go into Saint-Étienne-du-Mont, I'll explain the history of the rood screen. I'll explain how it changed over time because of the Reformation. And you're going to both get to experience the beauty of these things and, I hope, learn a bunch.
Dr. Catherine Baker joining us here on KASU on A-State Connections. And now, you said that you were a – how long were you a tour guide there at in Paris?
About two and a half, three years.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did you learn about? Or first of all, it must have been really enjoyable for you to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
But what did you learn most, or what did you? What were your main takeaways? From that. When you think about that job and that, when you think about Paris and kind of that takeaway after you did that.
I think one of the most interesting things for me about that entire period of life where I was both researching and writing my dissertation, this like really important piece of scholarship that was kind of at the center of a lot of my thinking, but then also pairing that with being a tour guide, it really prepared me for the work I do right now in many ways. Because when you're a professor, you're balancing both research, but also classroom time. And what the tours taught me is how to communicate with people in an accessible and exciting way about things that I'm really passionate about that sometimes can be a little complicated, but figuring out the kind of words and the kind of analogies and the kind of ideas that people might find interesting. So when you have two 10-year-olds and you've got to take them around the Louvre for 4 hours, you got to figure out how to be real entertaining and how to make this stuff not just informative, but also alive for them. So for me, what being the tour guide, what that did for me is really showed me how to be a better teacher. And I took a lot of those lessons from those experiences into the classroom. And the thing that I'm really excited about that you do get to do when you're doing a study abroad, but now because of Red Wolves Go, we're giving the same experiences to alumni and friends that you get on a study abroad, is to actually learn this stuff in front of the object itself.
So Dr. Baker, can you give us an example of one of the pieces that you were just talking about? Can you give us an example, please, a specific one about what you're going to take people to see during the Red Wolves Go trip?
So a work that I think really transforms when you look at it in person, when it's not just on a screen in a classroom. One that immediately jumps to my mind is Géricault's Raft of the Medusa. It is affecting not just because it is so much larger than any screen you would see in a classroom, so you really get a sense of scale, but there are some really key details that he includes in his work that helps him tell this amazing story of a shipwreck, the French naval ship, the Medusa, which wrecked off the coast of Senegal. 15 people were stuck on a raft for days and days and days with cannibalism and shark attacks. It was a really amazing story of human capacity to survive. And he includes this one amazing little detail, which I've never been able to properly even show in class, which is a tiny sail on the horizon line. And no matter how many times I try and show students while I'm in class, oh, do you see that tiny little thing? They never really feel it. It never really has the effect. But I know when I bring people in front of this immense work in the Louvre, and they're kind of overtaken by it, and they just look up and they can perfectly clearly see this little sail. It helps with this story and this notion of what the artist is trying to do here, and that is something you cannot get in the classroom.
Details are everything, aren't they?
Details are everything, and the ability to walk up close to something and be in its presence and see the brush strokes of Van Gogh and how he constructed his images. Not just these really stunning colors. A Van Gogh is always beautiful, but being able to see the textures, being able to see where he's applying a lot of paint and where he's kind of holding back, that really transforms the way things look.
So I'm going to ask you here in a little bit to talk about the specifics about the trip, because I know people are going to be interested about this. Before we do, though, can you kind of – let's go back to how this started, Red Wolves Go. If you don't mind, explain how the whole program started and how you all came up with the whole thing between you and also Melissa Wilkinson and her trip that she's going to do. Can you kind of talk about how this all started, please?
Sure, absolutely. So the genesis of Red Wolves Go is really with myself and Dr. Temabel Ducci, the chair of the Department of Art and Design, both of us lived abroad for extended periods of time. Both of us are very committed to and interested in study abroad. But we have been thinking lately about, well, how do we get the community involved, right? And her and I were planning a trip to Paris as a study abroad, which will be happening in 2020. And one of our alumni who was at one of our art advisory meetings said, man, I'd really love to do that. I don't have 3 weeks, though, to go. And the idea became, well, why don't we make a kind of hybrid, trips that are perhaps a little bit more elevated than your normal study abroad. We will be staying at a 3-star hotel in Paris, so a little bit more comfortable than your normal study abroad, but where you still have that experience of a faculty member from the university teaching you about the things you're in front of, leading you on your tours of museums. And so these things don't just become sightseeing adventures, but points of learning and points of engagement. And an opportunity for Red Wolves, past Red Wolves, friends of Red Wolves, to get to know the faculty and to get to know each other.
Fantastic. And friendships will definitely form out of something like this.
I'm absolutely positive. And we are really hoping that Red Wolves Go develops across the university, that we have a number of departments who are participating. The first two are kind of in the Department of Art and Design. My Paris trip, which is focusing on art and architecture, and Melissa Wilkinson trip in November of 2019, which will be a period of time in Miami, Florida, where she'll be teaching you about watercolor and how to do watercolor. It's going to be an amazing seminar for anyone who has been interested in watercolor and loves palm trees. This is the perfect opportunity for you to experience both. But we really want to see this program grow.
So I know that people will be interested in this, and tell us a little bit about where people can get more information on this. And I know as part of this, if you don't mind, please kind of tell us, because deposits, I know we're going to be due here pretty soon and all of that. So can you kind of go over that just a little bit, please?
Absolutely. So if you are interested in the trip to Paris in May of 2019, or actually even if you're interested in the trip to Miami in November, we have a website. You want to go to the astate.edu website, go to the ADZ index, and then look up Red Wolves Go. And that will take you to a page where you can see information about both trips, see specific itineraries. For the Paris trip, we actually have a day-to-day breakdown of exactly what we're going to be doing each day, what is included in the cost and what isn't, a form that you do to begin your payments. And it's a great question to ask about when payments are due. It will be in the beginning of January where your first payment has to be made towards the final cost. But it's actually a really great thing because that is when tickets are going to be cheaper. So if you're thinking about doing this perhaps for a really extra special Christmas gift for your special someone, here you go.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Come to Paris with me. Let's go look at stuff together.
Dr. Catherine Baker talking about Red Wolves Go's trip to Paris in May. More information can be found at astate.edu. Search Red Wolves Go. For A State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.